Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. We human beings so often become indifferent to our blessings and opportunities, and so blinded by sin that we fail to take seriously the Bible's instructions about watching. If a man thinks he is secure, and nothing he does will in any way affect his eternal salvation, there is not much motivation for being alert. If he is so enamored by the world's glitter, there is little likelihood of his understanding what his duty to God and to his fellow men is. The inspired writers constantly harped on the need to be watchful. Peter wrote, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter 5:8. The Greek words from which "be sober" and "be vigilant" are translated can both be rendered "watch." But I shall dwell on the second expression, "be vigilant." The term "be vigilant" comes from a Greek word which means to watch. The King James Version almost always renders the word "watch," except in 1 Thessalonians 6:10, where it is translated "wake." Some versions render the word "be alert." Other appearances of the word in the New Testament should help us to understand the word better. Paul exhorted the Ephesian elders, "Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn every one of you, night and day, with tears." Acts 20:31. Our Lord cautioned the church at Sardis, "Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God." Revelation 3:2. It should help us to survey the reasons why so many Bible writers encourage Christians to watch. The New Testament continually emphasizes the need to be alert to the Lord's second coming. It does not give any hints as to the time of His coming, but it warns us to be ready. "Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known at what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up." Matthew 24:42-43. Warnings about the Lord's return are found throughout the New Testament. We dare not ignore the warnings to watch. Christians must watch for the devil's attempt to lead us into sin. Jesus took Peter and the sons of Zebedee with him to Gethsemane and asked them to wait while he went to pray. He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me." When he had prayed and came back to where the apostles were, he found them asleep. He asked, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Matthew 26:36-41. Do you not think Christ's charge to the apostles is just as applicable today as it was then? "Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation." Is not our flesh still weak? Lord, help us to keep our guard up against Satan, lest he lead us into soul-condemning error. Christians have an obligation to watch for opportunities to serve our God by meeting the needs of our fellow men. Paul and James do not use the word "watch" in the following verses, but who can doubt they understood the significance of the word in these contexts? "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are the household of the faith." Galatians 6:10. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. Lord, give us eyes that we may see, and the ears that we may hear. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.